you've been listening to KFGO throughout the day, you have heard that MSUM, Minnesota State University Moorhead, has a new president, or at least a president who has been named and will take over on July 1st for Edna Szymanski. The new president will be Anne Blackhurst. She has been at MSUM as the provost and senior vice president for academic affairs since 2011, and we are proud to congratulate Anne Blackhurst and welcome her right now to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Anne Blackhurst. Congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you so much. I am equally proud. I am absolutely thrilled to be the 11th president of MSC Moorhead.
And you've already thwarted my first question, because I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts on being the president of, of MSUM? It's a huge day for you in your life, and it's a huge day for MSUM.
It is, and I have to warn you, I'm a little bit loopy. It's been a long day. I was up at 3 a.m. this morning to fly to St. Paul for the vote by the Board of Trustees and all of that, but I couldn't be happier, and I couldn't feel more honored, more proud, humbled by the faith that Chancellor Rosenstone and the Board of Trustees have placed in me. It is absolutely a great day to be a dragon.
What is your first job as president of MSUM when you take over on July 1st? What is going to be your focus from day one?
Well, I believe so passionately in the university, and that what is at its core is incredibly strong. We offer an exceptional education for students, and so I see my most important role as president as being the face of the university, as being as visible as possible in the community, making sure everyone in the Fargo-Moorhead area and beyond knows about the great work that our faculty and staff do and the amazing things that our students accomplish. So my job one is going to be out in the community spreading the word about what an exceptional institution MSUM is.
MSUM has been involved recently in some controversy with talking about some of the cuts to staff and cuts to faculty and declining enrollment. How big of a challenge will that be for you to face, and how do you plan to fix those problems that MSUM has?
Well, the budget challenges that you mentioned are a result of declining enrollment, and enrollment is obviously a huge issue for us. It's extremely important to our success. I think that reestablishing a sense of institutional pride and passion and reconnecting with the purpose of our work, having high standards for performance, I think those things are absolutely critical. And to me, those are really about the culture on campus and our institutional values as much as they are about strategy. And so my main goals will be about reestablishing a culture that is based on pride and passion and commitment to our work as educators. And I think, you know, with some sound planning and strategy, everything else will follow.
Will you follow the blueprint set down by your predecessor, Edna Szymanski, in terms of that a lower enrollment is better because too many kids were being admitted to MSUM who didn't belong there and the budget was being balanced on their backs? Do you go along with her ideas of the connection with Minnesota State Community and Technical College and some of the other initiatives that Edna brought forth?
You know, I do absolutely believe that we need to operate as a system, and students need to start where they have the greatest chance of succeeding. I do not believe we should be admitting students to our campus simply to elevate our enrollment, and that's, you know, even more of an issue given the cost of higher education today and the fact that so many students take on debt in order to finance their education. To increase our enrollment. And so I think the challenge is to elevate our reputation at the university, to become more attractive to students who are high achievers, who see MSUM as their first choice institution as opposed to perhaps their fallback institution or their safety school. And I firmly believe that's possible for us. We have an outstanding faculty and very high quality academic program.
Anne Blackhurst is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. She was named today as the 11th president of Minnesota State University Moorhead. That is my alma mater, by the way, so I'm proud to have her on my program. And one thing that MSUM, I think, as a member of the Fargo-Moorhead community for a long time and as an alum of Moorhead State, which I still call it, by the way, is Moorhead State. And I will never stop, by the way, even talking to the president, I will not stop calling it Moorhead State. I don't know if MSUM has always done a great job of rousting up school spirit and rousting up its alums to be proud of being from MSUM and really integrating into the community and getting people onto campus and to stay on campus in terms of, you know, the students being, you know, rallying on weekends for the football team and things like that. Is there anything that you can do from the presidential level that might change that to make it more of a, let's stay on campus and go to the football game, and let's, as an alum, go to the basketball game, and let's really feel like this is a proud part of our community?
Absolutely, and this is exactly what I was referring to earlier when I was talking about that culture of pride and passion, and I think the president is absolutely key in setting the tone and sending that message. So as president, I have to be at the football games and other campus events. I have to be the most ardent supporter of our theater and arts and athletic programs. And, you know, that sense of spirit starts with me. And I have to reach out to alums and invite them back to campus and, you know, create that sense of community that and pride that makes people want to affiliate with the university. And, you know, we have so many proud alumni in the community and beyond that, to me, you know, with just almost the smallest of efforts to bring people back or reconnect people to the university, we can create that sense of community and pride that you're speaking of. And I embrace that challenge as the 11th president.
How many alums are in the Fargo-Moorhead area? Do you have that number off the top of your head?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But
it's a lot. It's a lot. I know that a lot of people who go to MSU stay right here in Fargo-Moorhead.
Yes. So I'm always amazed when I am out and about in the community. Even later tonight when I get on the airplane, you know, to fly back, I'm pretty sure whoever is sitting next to me on one side or the other will be an alum of MSUM. It's just amazing how many alums we have in the community. And so, as I said, it seems to me with just the almost the smallest of efforts to, you know, reach out and reconnect and let alums know we want them to be a part of the university and give them a reason to be proud of the institution, I think we'll reestablish that sense of pride and community that you're referring to.
What role does athletics play on a college campus, and what role will athletics play at MSUM with you as the president? Edna was a big supporter of getting athletics out there and improving the football team, other things to be the proverbial front porch of the university. Are you in that mode as well?
I am. I am a big supporter of athletics, Division II athletics in particular. I firmly embrace their mission of life in the balance. I think it's completely consistent with what we're about as a higher education institution. And I agree that athletics, you know, I would use the word window to the university. They're people's, you know, often their first perception of the institution, and people make attributions about the university based on the quality of our athletic team. People want to be affiliated with the winning team. And so I certainly don't think that you can have a quality university if all you have are good athletic teams. But I think having strong teams that cultivate that sense of institutional pride is critical to the university's success.
Are you going to push for Division I hockey?
You know what? I'm smart enough to know I shouldn't promise anything in my first 24 hours as president-elect.
So, and by your answer that you gave about athletics, can I surmise then that you disagree with those faculty members who are upset that there were no cuts to athletics when you were going through the budget process and talking about cutting faculty and staff?
I certainly understand why that process was stressing to faculty, and I understand why they raised the concerns and the arguments they did. I did even then speak out, you know, in favor of, to the extent possible, preserving the quality of our athletic teams and supporting our teams because they play a crucial role in enrollment, and our budget issues were enrollment issues. And so both in terms of recruiting and in terms of retention, our athletic teams are, I think, essential to the health of the university.
I lettered twice in golf in the 1980s, early 1980s, two-time letter winner. Is that enough to get me in the Dragon Athletic Hall of Fame? Can you make that happen for me?
I'll see what I can do.
Depends on how big the check would be. Perhaps that might have something to do with it. So, may I call you President Blackhurst, even though you don't start your job until July 1st? Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And please come back again, okay?
I will. Thank you, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Ann Blackhurst, named today as the 11th president of MSUM.